The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties and many of those under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first out-of-state property in the next 4 months, then I encourage you to check out my free training that'll break down the process and show you exactly what it takes to invest out of state. I purchased properties out of state and it's changed my life. The same is possible for you. You simply need the right information. My free training will help you take that next step towards buying your first out-of-state property. You can watch the training right now at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode. Again, you can find it at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue, and the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors. Welcome back to another Black Real Estate Dialogue Closing Day. In today's episode features episode 106 with Darian and Ashley White from Comedic Capital in Baltimore, Maryland. And so what's so cool about their story is that they have actually been able to take one of the areas of the country where people, you know, be talking a little sideways about. And they've been able to do incredible in Baltimore, Maryland. And so one of their secrets has been casting their net wide through partnerships, through different things that enables them to really be able to make an impact on the community. So they're going to talk about their story and why, you know, Baltimore is still an amazing place to make it happen. So this is today's Black Real Estate Dialogue Closing Day, episode 106. Let's get into it.
So this market is crazy everywhere, all over the country. And as you mentioned, it has become a bit more difficult in some cases to find deals. Is there one strategy that has worked pretty well in terms of finding deals for you?
Good question.
Yeah.
So pretty much, I mean, it's honestly casting a wide net. It really is casting a wide net, right? So, you know, we're constantly calling brokers in the city and checking in to see if they have anything that's available. Even though we're, you know, still a relatively small fish, you know, those relationships can go far, right? So we're like some smaller deals that they may have like his pocket deal. They can actually shoot out to you first. So it's kind of like being in the right place at the right time. Right. So really through that, through partnerships, we're doing direct marketing campaigns where we're chasing leads. So taking more so like a wholesale approach to where maybe it may make sense to sell some properties. Some properties we may end up keeping in the portfolio. So we're branching out there, working with wholesalers. We're still looking at auctions. Tax liens, even, you know, tax liens. We've also been working with tax liens. So really, any way that we can source property, you know, we'll chase that down, or we'll form a strategic partnership in which way we can form a mutually beneficial agreement relationship to kind of help our goal, get to our goals, and, you know, help someone else get there. So
definitely that's your deal finding masterclass right there. So can you talk more about just over the years, what you two have seen in the market and reasons why someone should consider investing there if they're looking for a city to invest in?
Definitely. So, I mean, honest. So, all right. So yeah, Baltimore get a lot of bad press, right? And I mean, to an extent, you know, just like a lot of urban areas, a lot of cities, there's commonalities, right? So I mean, in crime in particular, right? So there are areas that are more dangerous and there are areas that are less dangerous, right? The entire city isn't getting burned down and razed, or, you know, is where this is extremely so there's over 100, I'm sorry, over 300 neighborhoods, 200 neighborhoods, 278 neighborhoods of Baltimore, right? So there's, you can invest in areas that are, you know, there may be a little bit safer, they may be more appealing to a certain type of renter. Although, you know, investing in a hood, you know, those are gonna yield higher returns as long as you can build the systems and you can kind of capitalize on it, right? So you want to make sure that, I mean, we've, like, one thing that we've done is we partner with nonprofit organizations that actually go out, raise money, get grants, and they actually house people that are either returning addicts or that are battered women abuse programs. You can partner with these different programs and they will actually rent the building out, right? So there's a lot of people that are from the hood, they live in the hood, right? And, you know, that's where they're going to live, right? So even in Baltimore, especially, it's majority renters. So it's just the perfect market if you want to look for rental property that, you know, hasn't appreciated through the roof. You can still get, you know, sizable returns and, you know, make it. And on top of that, you get to make it you get to help make the community better as well, right? Because most of the people of Baltimore are African-American, right? So they're Black. So, you know, they look like me and you. So, you know, not only that, most of our tenants look just like us, right? So it's just amazing that, you know, we can provide quality housing for people who look like us and, you know, and still win, right? Still generate that value add, right? So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's definitely been a ton of development. There's a lot of different events that have been coming to Baltimore City. And like, even just since we last spoke, right? Like, it's been so many things that have changed. And you could just ride around the city and, you know, East Side, West Side, like, you know, south of Baltimore, like you see development literally happening everywhere. And the cool thing about Baltimore City too, is that, you know, people look at the word gentrification and they think of it as like a scary thing. And gentrification is not necessarily bad if you're not pushing people out. So in a city like Baltimore, you can develop the city, you can add resources, and you don't have to worry about pushing people out, because most likely the person, they're going to be Black people, right? And for us, that's like something that's really important too, to get back to people who look like us. Obviously, you know, everybody can take part in it, but in a city where, you know, it's 2/3 Black, I mean, you know, it's kind of like a win-win where we can kind of help add those resources, make people proud of the community. Because even, you know, our most recent project that we did, which is located out in West Baltimore, I mean, the Neighborhood Association was just happy that, you know, we were doing work on the house because it was an eyesore. So it's like, you know, you don't see that stuff until a lot of times, like, somebody else from the outside kind of comes in and say, hey, like, you know, I really appreciate that you guys are actually like doing this. So, you know, that's something that's like a plus, right? So look at areas where you can give back. You know, increasing home ownership is also something that's really important as well. So in a lot of our flips that we've done, it's first time home buyers and they look like us, you know, so that also kind of like gives us joy as well. So again, it may not be, you know, in a neighborhood, or it may not be, you know, $1 million listings, but you know, it's a lot of times it's people who are moving into maybe a B or C neighborhood, but, you know, in 5, 10, 15 years, that neighborhood could potentially become a B plus, A minus neighborhood. And people who have a vision understand that. So that's kind of just something to keep in mind. Like, Baltimore is not some like a scary place. You know, like, a lot of times we walk around and we feel safe. Again, as Dee mentioned, there are obviously areas that you kind of want to, you know, make sure you're really, really paying attention. But for the most part, you know, it's safe. People say hello all the time. You know, people show love.
People are great.
People are amazing.
Food's great.
If you love food, Baltimore is also a really great place for food. We have a ton of restaurants. But yeah, you know, it's definitely a really great place to not even just invest in, but even just to live, to visit, to see, you know. Which is the basketball tournament. They left Charlotte and now it's in Baltimore City. So it's like, you know, it's a ton of things that are happening. And I think people are starting to slowly but surely kind of see it, you know, but it's just taking some time, because people always look at the bad apple, right? The bad apple always spoils the bunch. But when you really like take a deep dive, you really understand why, you know, mm-hmm. Baltimore is called Charm City.
Definitely. I love that. And, you know, it just can be disheartening sometimes to hear people, especially those who look like us, talking about certain cities. Like, I remember someone a couple of years ago, I was like, yeah, you know, I got guests, you know, they're investing in Baltimore, like the city's coming up, all these things. They're like, why would I invest in Baltimore? Why would I invest somewhere where what I have wouldn't be worth anything? In my mind, I'm like, I didn't get into back and forth, but in my mind, I'm like, if you only knew, and it's like, you know, that's probably lack of information and not, you know, just assumptions, right? You going off the press, but it's like, there are people on the ground doing it and helping the community and making money. And, you know, the news tells a certain part, right? Like you said, every city has places where you would want to be, places where you would not want to be. It's just, that's just the world, right? That's just, it's not,
right.
It's not a Black thing. It's not a Black city thing. It's just a city thing. You know what I'm saying? So I'm glad that you two are here to tell the truth, because y'all, you know, y'all are on the ground, right? Y'all see it every day, and y'all, you know, you've been doing it for years. So, you know, I'm glad that perspective is out there.
Definitely. Yeah, man. It's definitely, you know, good for us to kind of, like you said, share our experience, because, you know, we hear that a lot, right? You know, we got friends and family that when we first started, you know, tell, like, yeah, we're invested in Baltimore, right? It would like give us this look like, are you sure? And I'm like, yeah, they're like, what property? You know? we are here. Like, so we committed. So it was, you know, we come across those experiences a lot, but you know, you don't know what you don't know, right? But man, there's millions to be made in Baltimore. And there's literally, since the city's in transition, we're in a time right now to where there's a lot of properties that you can actually go after, right? So it's a good time right now, right? So like, if you haven't checked out Baltimore, maybe book a trip out, right? Come out, check out Terra Cafe, and you know, hit us up actually. That'd be even better. We can kind of give you, you know, some more local spots that we always check out, but definitely check out Terra Cafe, really cool brother. Great food, Caribbean food. But yeah, man, so it's, you know, yeah.
Yeah, Baltimore is great.
It's been amazing, man. Our experience, we're not from Baltimore, but, you know, moving to Baltimore, we fell in love. And it was literally like, you know, the people are cool, the food's great, the architecture of the buildings itself, the fact that there's tons of multifamily. So, you know, if you're looking to do multifamily investments, you got a ton of options. Things kind of really came together. And then over time, you know, we grew to love the city. So, yeah, man.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue and on Twitter at Bread Podcast. That's BRED Podcast. Until next time.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.